This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Javier May. Date of birth, August 10th, 1962. Case ID number is 4317437. Date of exam, February the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. From the Wound Healing Center, dated 4/27/22. And from Dr. Richard Gillette, dated 11/6/2019. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, decreased vision, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and a history of four amputated toes. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in August of 2019, where he worked at an import lot in far on the border for immigration for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his wife in an apartment, and his wife works at a part-time job at this time. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number two, decreased vision. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. And number five, four amputated toes on the right side. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2014, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. He states that he does have end organ damage, a retinopathy in both eyes, and diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet. He denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease. The claimant does check his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 90 to 400 milligrams / DL. Today, his blood sugar reading was 260 milligrams / DL fasting. At the present time, he is taking Forixa 10 milligrams QD, metformin hydrochloride 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Trulicity 7.05 milligrams Q week, Novolol 6 units BID after meals. And he has been placed on a low-carb diet. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was and states that he has not been very well controlled. Allegation number two, decreased vision. The claimant states that since 1980, he has difficulty in seeing. He is somewhat nearsighted, but still has to wear glasses to be able to see. He suffers from glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and apparently he had a right retinal detachment. The claimant suffers from decreased vision, mostly on the right side, and he does wear glasses. However, he did not bring the glasses to the office visit, and he left them at home. He states his night vision and peripheral vision is very poor. He was diagnosed with myopia on the left side with degeneration and presbyopia, aphakia of the right eye, questionable formation of a cataract on the left eye as well. He does suffer from diabetic retinopathy. The claimant's vision is very poor. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected. The claimant cannot see. Pinhole, the claimant cannot see anything. Corrected, unable to see. Left eye, OS, uncorrected is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 70. The claimant states that he just basically sees shadows with the left eye. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, he was having blurred vision and was diagnosed with hypertension. He states that he has not had any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches, but states that he did have some protein in his urine, and he was started on metoprolol succinic 200 milligrams QD and losartan 25 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 149 over 87 mmHg, which is normal. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, high cholesterol. The claimant states that in 2019, he was told that he had a very high level of cholesterol. He denies any in-organ damage such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. He has been started on rosuvastatin calcium, 40 milligrams POQD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He does not recall what his last cholesterol level was. Allegation number 5, 4 amputated toes of the right foot. The claimant states that on September the 9th, 2021, he started to develop an abscess with cellulitis of the right foot and also osteomyelitis of all four toes except for the right big toe. The claimant went on to have an amputation of all four toes secondary to vascular disease. He also had a PTA times 5 of certain vessels in his legs secondary to a severe vascular disease. Arterial duplex was performed on January the 5th, 2022, of the right lower extremity, and it revealed that he had moderate to severe calcified plaquing of the tibioperoneal arteries. The left lower extremity had moderate to severe calcified plaquing of the tibioperoneal arteries. An aortogram of the right iliac, which was performed on January the 17th, 2022, showed a right saphenous artery angiogram with a right posterior tibialis occlusion, as well as a right plantar artery occlusion. The claimant had angioplasty in order to open up those arteries. And the claimant is not too sure, but thinks that they might have placed some stents in there to keep the arteries open. The claimant also had an infectious disease, which was secondary to Proteus mutabilis, which was treated with a penicillin, along with early osteomyelitis of the third, fourth, and fifth metatarsal heads of the right foot. The claimant went on to have the amputation, and his foot appears to be clear at this time. His symptoms include some numbness and pin sensations on his feet. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb 5 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or button his clothes at this time. His physician is Dr. Reyes and Dr. Farias. He does have a cane that he uses for support, but he did not bring it with him. He left it in his house. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he states that he does walk outside in the park with his wife to get out a little bit from their apartment. His condition at this time appears to be stable, and the amputation appears to be well healed. Family history. His father died at the age of 92, and his mother also died at the age of 92. They died in Mexico, but they're not too sure what they died of since they were missing. They disappeared. Family history. Medications. For Rigsa, 10 milligrams QD. Rosuvastatin. Calcium, 40 milligrams QD, vitamin D3, 2,000 international units QD, fish oil, 1,200 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, COSOP, optic drops, 1 drop BID to both eyes for glaucoma, Trulicity, 7.05 milligrams Q week, Novolog, 6 units, BID. The claimant has not taken it before meals. He's taken it after meals. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. Metoprolol, succinic ER, 200 milligrams QD. And Losartan, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma. Osteoarthritis and osteomyelitis of the right foot with amputation, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, peripheral vascular disease with angioplasty of various arteries in the right leg secondary to peripheral artery occlusion, decreased vision, comma, with aphakia of the right eye and possible mild cataract formation of the left, and diabetic retinopathy, also possible right retinal detachment as well. Hypercholesterolemia, comma, and history of cellulitis of the right foot. Major surgeries, right partial foot amputation of 4 toes, leaving only the big toe intact, performed on January 2022. The claimant had multiple surgeries and eventually had a partial amputation of the 4 toes removed. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks. Drinks 24 beers per week and has done so for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 169 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 147 over 92 mmHg, second reading 149 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 27, general. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be his stated age. and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctivopatechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant has no lens of the right eye and has aphakia. He also has questionable retinal bleeds of the left eye with poor vision. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition and some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements. However, extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, the claimant is unable to see. Pinhole, the claimant is unable to see anything. Corrected, the claimant is unable to see. OS, uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular, uncorrected, is 20/70. The claimant states he does wear glasses, but he doesn't use them because he says he can't see through them. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant appears to have good, healthy skin of the right foot, secondary to the angioplasty that was performed of his arteries in his right leg. The claimant does have a right 8-centimeter horizontal surgical scar where the toes were at, secondary to amputation of all four toes, leaving only the big toe, which appears to be well-healed and intact with no signs of infection or vascular problems. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right partial foot amputation of his toes. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased sensory findings of the right foot. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had moderate difficulty getting up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes, secondary to the amputation, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he has no assisted devices at this time that he brought with him, but he does have a cane at home, but does not appear to need one at this time. Neurological, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of his right foot, where 4 of his toes have been amputated, although the surgical scar appears to be well healed, and he appears to have good vascular circulation in the right foot at this time. He is unable to heel toe walk at this time, but is able to walk at a normal tandem rate. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields and moderate to severe limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and diabetic retinopathy, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, but the wife states that his blood sugars usually come out into the 200s, which is poorly controlled. Allegation number 2, decreased vision, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is completely blind with the right eye and is able to see 20 over 70 with binocular vision on the left eye. Number 3, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 149 over 87 mmHg, which is normal. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia, being treated aggressively with Crestor 40 milligrams POQD. He does not recall what his last cholesterol level was. He appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Number 5, history of 4 amputated toes of the right foot, confirmed with physical examination. Surgical wound appears to be well healed. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Javier May.